gratitude for teaching us the Dhamma and for your presence in the world. Can you speak a bit about aversion and letting go? I'm dealing with the loss of my brother and the ending of a 15-year marriage. Painful memories are hard to process, and it is easier to push them away. I'd like to, quote-unquote, know and, quote-unquote, let go of them. I think one of it is just that that sense of a committing to a process of knowing and letting go, recognizing that that is a way to, own them, understand them, but also release them. And it doesn't mean that it's not painful, but this is sometimes where the willingness to acknowledge or recognize or see clearly something that is painful can be the catalyst for knowing it clearly and releasing it, or giving it permission to cease. And because sometimes we feel that it can be too overwhelming, there's aversion, as mentioned, sort of aversion that the mind goes over things that were triggered that kind of painful memories, conflict. But it's important that we hold it as an object of understanding and releasing, with the intention of compassion, and rather than picking up something that is painful and then identifying with it, having a sense of ownership of this is me and this is my painful life, and we can have aversion to that, or we can have disappointment to it, but it's sort of when we use something that's painful to be observing or acknowledging, then it can be a catalyst for releasing and transforming. When we relate to it from a perspective of self, of me, of the attendant feelings of loss or disaffection, or then it keeps that process of suffering, feeds it, nourishes it, keeps it rolling. So that to, one's attending to an object, but it's in two completely different ways, and it's important to be really exercising discernment and reflection. I said, where is this taking me? And paying attention. How can I hold this really skillfully so that it's transformed rather than it eats me up, which is oftentimes what happens. So those aspects of, and there's many different ways of reflecting, just in the sense of that we as human beings, we all experience loss in some way, shape, or form. We all experience change. Everybody has to experience the separation from health, and so that process of, even if everything goes completely perfectly through our life, no glitches, no hiccups, we still have to grow old. We still have to experience some sort of illness, a decreasing of our faculties, and finally death. And it's just as a part of the human condition. So, and that's not, and you say that's not depressing, or it's not. It's just ordinary, and you know, that being able to see it in that light as an opportunity for understanding, and then the mind is able to release and let go. And we're using it as a catalyst. But I think one is of course the investigation, applying discernment, but the other is that lifting up of compassion for oneself and for others.